and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I'm so glad that you've joined us today for this online service. In fact, for this online remote service today, because we are here in Mammoth Lakes on vacation right now. And so you're in for a very special service today. My best friend, Reverend Tracy Earlywine, is going to join us for online here. And we're going to be sharing our favorites, our favorite inspiration, our favorite Ernest Holmes quote, our favorite new thought ideas, our favorite meditation, and have some conversation about that and why they're our favorites and what they mean to us. So I'm so glad that you've joined us for that today. And so we're going to begin with an invocation, followed by, because it's my day of favorites, followed by my favorite reader, Colleen Lynn, is going to do a contemplative reading for us. So I invite you to just settle into yourself a little bit, to close your eyes if that feels comfortable, and to just kind of let go of this day and all that you've had to do before this moment, and just to become centered in your body, in your seat, in this moment, collecting all the parts of yourself and allowing yourself just to rest in this moment. And so resting in the fullness of this moment, we find ourselves resting in the presence of the divine, the presence of that infinite one that is ever present, everywhere in its fullness, equally present, throughout all of time, throughout all of space, that everywhere we go, we walk in this presence, and that we live and move and have our beingness within this one. And so I recognize today that that presence is fully here, right here, that it is expressing itself as this service, that is expressing itself as me, it is expressing itself as you, it is expressing itself as every single person who is listening to this, and that it unfolds itself through this service today as words of inspiration and of light, of beauty, and of the truth that each and every single one of us have been longing to remember and to know. And so we each lean into this presence this morning, knowing that it feeds us and nurtures us through this service. For this is indeed a moment of blessing, and we each indeed are standing on holy ground, and the gift unfolds itself through this service. And so we claim ourselves to be blessed. And I know that this service is perfect and that it is beautiful. And we just allow it to unfold in our openness, in our receptivity, and in our gratitude. And so it is.
Hello. I want to give a shout out to Carolyn Tate, who I know is watching this morning. My reading this morning is from Reverend Jennifer's favorites, one of her favorite books, called Spiritual Economics by Eric Butterworth. I am a most important person to God, for I am God's living enterprise. God is not off somewhere in space where you must strain to reach him or get him to work a miracle for you if you're lucky. God is on your side. God has stake in you. God is not someone to reach for, but a presence to accept. Instead of dwelling on how difficult things are for you, turn often to the center of your being and relax in the assurance that you are God's living enterprise and that your good fortune is secure. because it is God's good pleasure to give it to you. And so it is.
Nice. Thank you, Colleen. And so I'd like to share with you our mission statement. And if you know it, I invite you to join me in saying it. And if you are new to us and you don't know it, I invite you just to kind of take this in. It goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's what we are doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity through the words that are spoken and through the readings and through the prayers and through all of it to once again step back into that place within us that knows, yes, indeed, we are one with that infinite presence, that it is always where we are. And that means that if we are one with it, it lives within us, that all of those qualities of spirit live within us as well. That means that the peace of the divine and the love of the divine, the good that God is, the power, the presence, the wholeness, all of those things are innate to our own being. And when we recognize that we always have access to those characteristics and qualities, then we come to the world differently. Then when the world is not reflecting to us peace or love or telling us that we are enough, we can stand in our own wholeness and power and bring that peace and love into the relationship, into the conversation, into the moment. And as we do that, it transforms what's happening. And as we do that, we become a beneficial presence in that conversation, in our own lives. And because we are all connected to each other and part of this whole, we become a beneficial presence to the whole, to the world. And so thank you for being here with us, and thank you for walking this spiritual path and saying yes to the call of your own soul, the divine presence within you, to be that beneficial presence in the world. And so I'm going to share with you a couple of invitations, because we're doing things out of order today since Reverend Tracy is joining us. And it's just a couple of invitations. One is we are doing coffee on Thursday mornings at Hartwell Park. If you would like to join us at 10:30, you are more than welcome to join us. If you would like to have a donut, I'll be buying donuts on the way. Text me, email me, let me know that you're coming, and I'll pick you up a donut. Otherwise, you bring your coffee and you bring a chair. I'll bring the donuts and we get to have conversation and wear a mask and hang out together and get to enjoy each other's company. We are also doing a Zoom call on Thursday evenings at 7:00. It is connection and spiritual practice, where we get to do some sort of meditation or spiritual practice together and have some deep and meaningful conversations and get to know each other on a deep level, because we get to answer some of those questions about what is meaningful to us and questions like that. So we get to know each other on a deeper level. So join us for that. If you are not on our mailing list and you would like to be, come to those things, send us your email address at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com, and we will make sure that you get on that list. Also, we are having another outdoor service at Hartwell Park on September 13th. Sunday morning at 10:00. We would love to have you come. Again, bring a chair, bring your mask, come and enjoy a service in the park, in the shade, and get to be with each other. And we had such a great time last week doing it. I look forward to doing it. We're going to start doing it on a semi-regular basis. So come September 13th. And also, we are still doing Ministry of Prayer. So if you have a prayer request, you can email it or text it or call Barbara Conant, our practitioner, and she will make sure to get that out to the other practitioners and to me, and we will support you during the week in prayer. And so we're going to welcome Reverend Tracy in, and we're going to have a conversation. So she'll be right here. There we go. So here, Reverend Tracy and I are. So nice to be with you. And
it's so good to see everybody.
I know, huh? And yep. So we're just going to jump right into sharing some of our favorites. And so I'm going to actually start with my very favorite quote from the Science of Mind textbook, very favorite quote of Ernest Holmes. And it goes like this. Thou art the center and circumference of my life. the beginningless and endless part of me, the eternal reality of me, the everlasting power within me, the eternal good working through me, the infinite love impelling me, the limitless peace and calm within me, the perfect life living through me and in me, the joy of the soul and the light of the spirit illumining me. O Lord, God, eternal and forever blessed, thou art my whole being. That is my favorite reading out of the Science Mind textbook. And one of my biggest realizations from walking the spiritual path is the truth of oneness, the truth that we are one with that infinite presence and that we are one with each other. And of course, because life doesn't always go as planned and things don't always go the way that I would prefer them to go, sometimes I forget that. And so that reading always takes me back to that place within me that absolutely knows that. And it reminds me of that truth. Thou art my whole being. Thou art my whole life. Thou art the all in all. When I forget, it helps me remember that and how grateful I am for those words.
I love that quote. And it really speaks to me of that reminder that we're not just what we do every day. We're not just the, you know, Wednesday afternoon something, something that we're supposed to get done. That we are all of our daily activities, and we're really coming from and as so much more. And that is that anchoring principle that Science of Mind teaches, that as human as we are, and as wonderful and messy as that experience is, that unchanging center point of power is always there. So that is, it's very powerful. I really like that. It's funny how many years have I been reading Science of Mind, and I don't remember actually reading that quote.
Wow.
I'm sure it just showed up in the book for you at some point, but always something to discover, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. It's so rich.
Yes, yes. So let me share with you my favorite quote. It's actually from one of Ernest Holmes' books called Ideas of Power. And he says, there is a laughter of God, let's laugh it. There is a song of the universe, let's sing it. There is a hymn of praise, let's praise it. There is a joy, a beauty, there is a deep abiding peace, let's experience it. And I think what that does for me is it is a very clear directive that we are meant to live a life of joy, a life of peace, that there is an activity of living that is meant to be laughter and praise and appreciation and expression, you know, that all of the inner, you know, whatever prayer work we do or contemplation or quiet time and whatever human stuff we do out in the world, that all of that is contained in this laughter of God, this laughter of life, this joy and peace that is the very nature and essence of what and who we are. So that's what that does for me. It just, for me, it just took the idea of spiritual out of the heavy, somber, obligatory, follow the rules aspect that I was raised with and turned it into an expression of life, and it resonates with the truth of who I am. So it's a center point for me too.
Nice. And I think for me, that reminds me of just what you commented about mine. It reminds me that there is so much more than this material life that I'm living and my day-to-day activities, and that I can choose something bigger. I can choose peace, and I can choose joy, and I can choose laughter, that those are always available to me.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And so my favorite idea out of the Science of Mind teachings says this. It starts like this. If we believe that the spirit incarnated in us, I'm going to say it again. If we believe that the spirit incarnated in us can demonstrate
Shall we be as disturbed by what appears to contradict this? And here's the real part. We need to know that the truth which we announce is superior to the condition we are to change. In other words, if we are speaking from the standpoint of spirit, there can be no opposition to it. In such degree as we speak the truth, the Almighty has spoken. And so I want to kind of break that down, because it starts out with it says, we shall need to know the truth which we announce is superior to the condition in which we are to change. What that means to me is that when we are experiencing something like ill health or financial lack, it's because we have an incomplete perception of reality. Ill health is born out of an incomplete perception of wholeness and order and balance. Lack in our finances is born out of an incomplete perception of abundance and our oneness with God and the truth of infinite potential and the truth of boundless good. And it's our incomplete perception that keeps us stuck in the thing that isn't really working. And then he goes on to say, if we are speaking from the standpoint of spirit, then there can be no opposition to it. When we are speaking the truth, we are in alignment with that divine presence, and there is nothing to oppose that because there is only one power. And we are then in alignment with that one power. And the last part that he says, in such degree as we speak the truth, the Almighty has spoken. To me, that means we get our bloated nothingness out of the way, that we create an avenue for the Almighty to express, for the all good, for the all power, for the all love, for the all potential to express in us and into our lives unimpeded.
Wow. Which goes right into the idea that I wanted to bring up next. I found a quote in Living Science of Mind that says, first of all, you must have a firm conviction that God is love, or that life is love, or the energy of life is love, and an equally firm conviction that when you apply this principle of love to any human problem, the very words you speak in your meditation or treatment or prayer will operate on the condition that confronts you and will neutralize or overcome anything that opposes it. And it's this idea that the truth of love supersedes any circumstance we can find ourselves in. And to me, that's bringing my spiritual nature into my daily life, is this idea that although we look like we are in conflict or divided, or we're experiencing something that's very difficult or divisive, or we're afraid, or we're angry, or we feel like we're missing something, love brings healing to all of that. And the truth, this greater truth that we also are, is the power that moves us through life in a way that is supportive and nourishing and allows us to evolve and transcend. So I think it's interesting that, you know, we're finding things from different sources about this philosophy, and we're really saying the same thing, right? You know, that this is a place of power in and as us, is this love within us. And I think that what I come to when I realize, you know, I look at all my spiritual practice and how it is that I tap into that place in me that is much more stable than who I am sometimes on the outside, that my favorite tool in all of this is spiritual mind treatment, that affirmative prayer that we teach that reminds me that consciousness is cause, that how I experience and see myself from within is what's going to impact how I see and experience the world. And so I want to clear up a couple things about science of mind and about affirmative prayer and kind of start with what it isn't. You know, this is not ignoring the fact that we live in this world. And it's not la, 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 positive thinking and, you know, just be positive and everything will be fine. You know, it's really, people think sometimes that's what we do, you know, that whole Pollyanna thing. And that's not really what we teach. We're not talking about making something happen as much as we're learning how to allow something to happen. You know, Ernest Holmes says that treatment is not us willing things to happen. It's meant to provide us within ourselves an avenue through which they may happen. It's letting reality through capital R. It's clarifying our thinking, removing the ways in which we think that stop us, that obstruct us, that block our good, and allowing us to better realize that spirit is, that this energy of life is just who we are. And when I do a spiritual mind treatment and start with this remembering that the energy of all life is the energy of my life, that this oneness and wholeness that we've been talking about is actually who I am, then when I set my intention or call for my good or know what it is that I want in my deepest of hearts, then life will move me in that direction. And the opportunities I need and the resources that are necessary will show up. And so this practice of doing spiritual mind treatment, of remembering the greater truth, remembering that that's who I am, and appreciating the good I have where I already have it, that is what opens the floodgates. That's what makes me an avenue for things to happen. So my practice is to pause and get centered and remember. It's a way of communing with the spiritual nature that I already am. Mm-hmm. It's not making me into something else. It's reminding me to appreciate what I already am. It's that wholeness that already is. And it creates that perspective, right? That higher perspective we're talking about, the perspective of truth. And I was thinking about how, you know, when I used to babysit all the time, you know, the toddlers, you know, would have a tantrum or get mad or say, I hate you or whatever it was. And I had a different perspective than they did. In other words, I didn't take it personally. I had a view that said my telling them no or wanting them to do something else was really in the interest of all of our best interests, right? I wasn't trying to make it harder on them, even though they thought so. So the same thing happens now when someone is angry or acting out of fear and lashing out. I don't want to react in kind. I don't want to perpetuate that place of fear or even that sense of anger as much as I want to bring something that heals, some way of recognizing not just what we're against, but what we're for. So when I look at the world and when I look at my world and see the tensions and the conflicts that are going on now, I know that I am for truth and justice and actions that provide nourishment and healing and support and love. And that all starts with how I talk to myself, how I think about myself, how I think about you, how I think about situations. It's bringing spiritual mind treatment. Let me bring into alignment my spiritual nature with my thinking, with my emotions, with my imagination, and opens up all of these possibilities. So I find that any spiritual practice, but especially this one, is reminding me to stay in balance between the human and the divine that I am. That's what makes it very powerful for me.
Nice. I love spiritual mind treatment. And I especially love spiritual mind treatment because it helps me get unstuck when I feel stuck in my life. It allows me to remember that there is something bigger, that there is something greater than what I'm seeing, and that thing is really infinite. And so my other favorite that I'm going to share with you is out of the book, The Spiritual Art of Healing by Joel Goldsmith, who was a Christian Science practitioner. And so this is my one of my favorite ideas out of the New Thought movement itself. And it's talking about spiritual mind treatment. And so he says, treatment is a technique employed to lift consciousness to such an elevation that a contact with God is established, which then permits spiritual power to flow into human activity. Mm-hmm. It is a recognition of spiritual truth, the purpose of which is to reveal an already state of divine harmony. So like Reverend Tracy just said, we're not trying to make something happen when we do spiritual mind treatment. We're not trying to manipulate things. What we're actually doing is we are talking to ourselves and talking ourselves into a larger perspective, into a broader understanding of reality, so that in that broader understanding and in that expanded perception, we can allow that which is greater to flow into our life. Because as you know, normally when we have a problem going on in our lives, the thing that we do is we focus on it and we talk about it and we think about it and we go over it and over and over it again in our lives. It's the ongoing. That spiritual mind treatment is the tool that helps me get out of that repetitive thinking and that stuck thinking so that I can see something bigger. And I love that. Yeah. So do you have something else to add, Reverend Tracy?
No, what you said. No, I love Goldsmith and his very clear take on our thinking impacts the quality of our own lives. I mean, that's basically what we all teach. And so any tool that gets us to a place of clear thinking and of understanding possibility, that when we are anchored in that center point of love, of this spiritual perspective, of this flowing life, that there's this constant flow and giving and receiving of life, when we're there, then all good things are available. Mm-hmm. And so that just always gives me hope, no matter how bleak or how dark it looks.
You know, one of my other favorite ideas of Joel Goldsmith, he talks about the only reason that we as human beings experience lack or dis-ease of any kind is because we have believed in this mirage, that this whole human experience is what is ultimately real and only real. Because I know in the past, religious science has done a thing of, oh my gosh, what's wrong in my thinking that caused me to be sick? Like there's a specific thought. Or a specific thought around money. And Joel Goldsmith is saying that's not it. It's believing this material world is ultimate reality. So that tool of spiritual mind treatment allows us to see a bigger picture, an expanded picture, so that our life also can expand.
Right.
And so I have a meditation to share. Do you have another favorite before my meditation?
No, I'm ready to meditate. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to share with you my absolute all-time favorite meditation that I've done. And it's my favorite meditation because it's about oneness. And so I invite you to just settle in to your seat and to close your eyes if that feels comfortable, and just to allow yourself to settle into your breath for a moment. And so let us begin this meditation with the breath. Breathing in slowly and breathing out slowly. And bringing all of your attention to the breath. And to bring your attention to that space between the breath. Breathing in and being in that space before breathing out. The space between breaths where there is only fullness, only wholeness, and the truth of oneness. And now allow your consciousness to rise above your head, rising up to the ceiling of the room. And then beyond the walls and up into the sky. Up, up to a cloud overhead. A cloud drifting through the night sky. The stars are out and the moon is shining so brightly, lighting up the landscape below for as far as your eyes can see. It is magical and so beautiful. And you are one with all of it. You are a dot of light that sits within the cloud on a drop of moisture. You are a raindrop which falls through the starry night, landing on the top of the highest leafy tree. You are cushioned on that leaf of the tree. And now, slipping and sliding down that leaf onto a small branch. And slipping down the wet branches. And sliding down the trunk of this very tall tree. Slipping along in the soft wetness. Closer and closer to the earth. And finally sliding off onto the fragrant ground. There you slide along a little rivulet of water that finds its way down to a small stream. And you are the drop, sliding with the others into this narrow stream, which becomes wider and gradually wider. Flowing along, reflecting the moonlight above. One of many that make up this widening stream. And now flowing even more quickly until you reach a large river. And you are swept along in this enormous body of water, the rapid current, one with the flow of all this rushing water, reflecting the moonlight. Riding along on your way out to open sea. In the dark deep of night, pouring out into the sea, one of millions of drops uniting in this vast unity of water, exulting in the fullness and the joy of life itself, bouncing and leaping in the spray of the waves, bouncing and leaping in the surf, glistening high in the air. bouncing into spray until you are also one with the air. Rising in the moisture, swept up in a current of air, rising higher and higher and higher, until once more you are a part of the cloud in the night sky. Basking again in the softness, drifting in the moonlight, knowing your oneness, being a part of all that is, and yet always yourself, always one. And so for a moment, we just move into the silence, knowing the infinite peace of this wondrous unity of all life. And so we just rest here for a moment.
And it is from this place of awareness of the oneness of all life that we affirm silently to ourselves, I am one with life. I am love expressing. I am the wholeness that God is. And knowing that we are part of this infinite expression of life, I speak my word for each and every one of us, that that which is unlike love simply falls away. That anything that appears to be lack or conflict or fear is simply enveloped gently in the arms of love so that it might rise above into that place of infinite truth, into the energy of all life. And each and every one of us becomes an avenue for the expression of life in its highest and best form. For the truth of life is that we are meant to live in joy. We are meant to experience the abundance of things, the abundance of love, the abundance of that connection with all beings, which nourishes and supports and lifts us up. I speak my word that the experience of life is ever expanding in each and every heart. That all that needs healing is revealed as part of the wholeness of life. That we are able to step into that greater yet to be that we are meant to be. And I am grateful, grateful for every step that brought each one of us to exactly this point in life, and grateful for the steps to come, which will continue to grow us, to transform and transcend that which has come before. For in this life, in this energy of spirit, in this allness of the all, there is good and more good. There is love and more love. There is a power within and without, which is the very nature of our being. And so grateful for all of the ways in which this power shows up in and as me. Grateful for the ways in which the love that I am is the connection I feel from one heart to the next, from one hand to the next, from one smile to the next. And holding this truth in my heart, I release any sense of struggle or strain or making things happen and simply allow this flow to be the form of my daily life. Simply allowing myself to see and experience love wherever I look. Letting that light that I am shine wherever I am. And reminding myself that life is good, that each and every heart is love in action, and that together we are this unified force called life that is all that spirit is. That's each one of us, uniquely beautiful, thriving, becoming whole and complete. I simply let this word go into law, for I know that it is in fact all God, all good. It can only be so. And so it is.
So it is. Thank you, Reverend Tracy.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you. Thanks to everyone for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed our favorites. Jennifer, this is the part where you speak.
So lovely being with you. And I'm so glad you joined us for sharing our favorites with you. And we look forward to seeing you back here next week. Have a lovely week. In the meantime, blessings to you. Know that you are held in love and that you are held in our thoughts.
Always.
See you next week.
Always. Bye till next time.